Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8:04 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe, you had the sheets? Can I come get them? Jeremy, run your mouth.
I thought you just wanted me like to read them.
Go through the standings.
Joe,
I like that better.
To be a part of the show.
I like that better.
I thought we were here to talk about feet and sick bowls, so yeah. I'm kind of disappointed. hold on, Rob. I'll give them to you. We usually go through the games. At the end, I got the standings. Right. Give me a second.
All right, thank you very much. I was running my mouth to Ed and Jeremy during a break, and I didn't get over there to pick them up.
I remember when they do this on the other shows, like the producers already have all this stuff ready. Did you see?
Yes, I saw the look. Yes, I saw the look.
Oh, boy. There better be more check marks and X's on mine. Oh, I did really well.
How'd you do?
We'll
have to tell yet. All right. Buffalo, Detroit, we all pick Buffalo, right?
Yes.
Giants, Dallas, did we all pick Dallas?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
New England, Minnesota, did we all pick Minnesota?
I picked Minnesota.
I took New England.
So you got that wrong?
That was my lock. Thanks a lot, New England.
All right. Sunday's game, Tampa, Cleveland. I got Tampa.
I had Tampa.
I had Tampa.
We all got that wrong. Cincinnati, Tennessee. I had Cincy.
Tennessee.
You got that wrong.
Yeah.
Houston, Miami. I had Miami.
I think we all had Miami.
Miami. Chicago, Jets.
I got the Jets.
I had the Jets. I made a late scratch and put the Jets.
I thought you were down on the Jets.
No. Not in that game because I loved them on Sunday.
Gotcha.
Atlanta, Washington. I had Atlanta. Got it wrong?
I had Washington.
Got it right? You had?
I had Washington.
You got it right, too. I'm the only one who got that wrong. Denver, Carolina. I had Denver. Got it wrong?
Carolina.
Got it right?
I had Carolina.
Got it right. Man, sons of guns. Baltimore, Jacksonville. We all had Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Got it wrong.
But I did say it was a trouble spot. I don't know if I get any extra credit.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Half a point.
Chargers, Arizona. It hurt. It pained me, but I would pick the Chargers. Did we all have the Chargers?
I did. Yeah, I picked the Chargers.
You had the Chargers, Jeremy?
Mm-hmm. Chargers.
All right. Vegas, Seattle. I had Seattle.
Me too.
I did too. I thought we took Vegas.
We all got that wrong.
I thought I took Vegas. That's funny you say that.
No,
I took Seattle. Them against the spread, but I didn't. Yeah,
that don't count.
Okay.
I had two things twisted. I thought I had tons. Whatever. I had Cincinnati.
But I thought you said Vegas. No, I thought you said Spider.
Kansas City Rams. Kansas City toyed with the Rams. We all got that right.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was like the cat playing with a yarn ball.
What did we all like? I guess for the next two at San Fran and Philly, we both would have had.
We all
two,
had
right?
San Fran and Philly. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. I had Pittsburgh.
I had Pittsburgh.
I had Pittsburgh.
All right, wow. So we all got that right. All right, so Joe, how'd you go? How'd you do?
I went 11-5. I think Rob, you and I basically had the same picks.
I went 11-5.
Copied off him.
Yeah,
I went 12-4.
I went 13-3.
Okay, good. We all had good weeks.
Yeah,
we all have really good weeks. We get it right. Joe, can you bring us the standings?
Yeah, these are actually looking pretty good for you, Ed. You gained some ground today. I'm still in first by two games, 111-68-1. But Ed and Rob are now tied for second, 109-70-1.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting for my number.
Jeremy, you're still in last.
How many wins?
106-73-1. So you did gain I think you gained two games.
You feel that, dog? That's me right behind. I'm catching you.
So, Ed, we're tied. It's just like the day we were in a pizza shop boxing one another out.
Jeremy, do you have numbers of your record when you like pick against the spread and stuff like that?
I don't usually, people have asked me that. I don't usually keep track of it because where do you cut it off? Do I just do it for a season? I do this every day.
So, I don't know if you had a website that like aggregated all that stuff together.
No, there is Sharp.
He just says his aggravates.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Hold on, I'll tell you 1 second. There is Sharp Rank ranks a lot of this stuff, but
they rank you.
Yeah, they had me ranked. I was top five in hockey, which just sounds so stupid. Funny. But there were a couple. But they usually do it by teams, like who does well on teams. So you'll see like, hey, last year I hit 68% on Baylor games. So you might want to look at, you know, like people.
Odd way to do it.
I know. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think the guys do a really good job there at Sharp Rank. So they tag you in it and post it. So.
Yeah, so we all did. I don't know what we did in the over-unders, but, you know.
Do over-unders.
We all had good weeks, though.
We didn't do over-unders?
No, we weren't. Okay. We kind of just punted on it.
Why, Joe? That seems like a production thing. Like, I'm just curious. Who gets the questions ready for over-under?
Depends.
Okay. If you're here.
If I'm here?
Yeah.
That will be me.
Oh.
Yeah.
When
we're not all here, I'm not doing it.
He's so mad at me already. So Wednesday, were you here?
Physically.
Oh, that's right. He was last week. He was funny.
It was struggling.
It was rough, man.
Struggling Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, what was your agenda last week? Just to get banged up all week?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, yeah, yeah. Okay. Don't be silly. All of right. course it was.
Got banged
did, you get,
up.
Did you get banged up for Thanksgiving?
No, not really, because I had to travel and drive to different people's houses.
That's the perfect time to get banged up.
If you have to drive.
No, I got that, but I'm saying when you have to see family, that's why you get banged
that
up.
That was the goal, but then I had to drive.
Mm. Jerry Palm joins us at 8:30 to talk college football, but on the other side, Ed Norris, you got a shovel for us?
I do, and this pains me very, very much. I got to give a shovel to Canelo Alvarez.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at 1057TheFan, hashtag BBMS, hashtag shovels. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are giving out shovels at 8:16 in the a.m. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. If you have a shovel, give us a call, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057TheFan, hashtag BBMS, hashtag Shovels. What you got, Edward?
Oh, boy. One of my favorite athletes in the world.
I know. You know it's got to be tough for you.
Canelo Alvarez. I just think he went a little far. Because, you know, I know soccer is, you know, huge worldwide. But what happened was, you know, Argentina beat Mexico. And post-game, I think the game was Saturday. There's a video, and I got his name. Lionel? Is that Lionel? It's Lionel Messi?
Yeah.
So Lionel, there's a little video of him in a locker room. They're all cheering and celebrating, as teams do when they win. Somehow, I don't know how this is in there, a Mexican jersey is on the floor. And his foot touches it. He doesn't really like kick it, but his foot touched it. Canelo went out after him saying, I better not run into you anywhere. He's threatened to beat the crap out of him, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I just think that it's just...
And in that circle, he could run into him somewhere.
Yeah. You're that world elite athlete.
They both are.
You're running the same circles. Yeah. I just think, man, he just. But apparently, it's the saying. It's a, you know, he got fooled. It was a fake image. It was doctored. I don't know how a Mexican flag or whatever got in the locker room anyway. But yeah, he did not react really well. But it, you know, oh, there it is. It was made up. There we go. It was a fake Messi account. I just found that one just now. Yeah, he still got threatened to beat him up.
Yeah, what's not fake is the threat.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what the shovel's for. The shovel's for the threat that it's real.
His quote was, he better pray to God that I don't find him. Just like I respect Argentina, he has to respect Mexico. I'm not talking about the country as a whole, but just BS that Messi did. So, yeah, he pray to God that I don't find him.
Is that a thing where Mexicans feel like they're looked down upon by other Spanish or, you know, like Latino
that
countries?
That goes
like,
on all Latinos. From my experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because New York had so many different subcultures. None of them got along. Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Colombians. We had them all. Mexicans, Cubans. And they all had their own, just like Caribbean blacks.
Don't
like
blacks. Venezuelans and Puerto Ricans, they're not getting along, right?
I know. They all seem to have, you know, they all had the differences. But I'm sure you experienced this in your life.
Yeah.
African blacks,
yep.
American blacks,
black,
Caribbean
no.
blacks. They look down at American blacks. Mm-hmm. It's like.
Well, yeah, if you want to see somebody racist, call a Puerto Rican Mexican, and you'll see racism. that's an old joke. One of my best friends is Puerto Rican, and we talk about it all the time. Where, like, I think it's. I can't speak to everyone else, but I always thought that was a thing where they feel looked down upon by almost everybody, where the heritage and, you know, the, what's the right words you use? The appreciation for their country.
Culture.
Instead of culture. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Jeremy, who gets your shovel?
This is a really sad story. It goes to Özgür Gevrekoğlu. That's right.
Who?
Gevrekoğlu. He was 32. And I say was, he was shot dead. Hunter. And the hard part about this is, I wonder how they figured all this out, because the person he was shot dead by was his hunting dog.
Wow.
Hunter shot dead by his own dog after the pet stepped on the trigger of a still-loaded shotgun. The dog called in. He called 911 right afterwards. You shot your owner? Yeah, so that's... No, I'm kidding. It's
how long ago did this happen?
You were kidding, really?
How long ago did this happen?
This just happened. This happened...
Too soon. That was too soon for
that
joke.
Yeah, sorry.
Too soon.
November 28th.
Tell me tomorrow. I might laugh.
That was yesterday.
Yep. Well, I was waiting for this. He was about to return from a weekend of hunting on the Kizlin Plateau in the Alakam district of Turkey, Samsun province. Why does everything have to be so long? Provinces and this and that, and this is of this, of. Just tell me where the damn thing was, and don't make me say 30 words.
So the man died while he was hunting.
Yeah, and he left a loaded gun.
Ed, a lot of hunters, most hunters die from falling out of the trees.
Yeah.
But some get shot.
That man's best friend.
How'd the dog shoot him?
He stepped on the trigger.
He stepped on the gun that was loaded.
And
he
pointed
thought he
at him?
No, he stepped on it, and the hair trigger, his paw hit the butt, and it shot him.
Hit the button?
Well, hit the trigger. You know what I'm talking about. There was no safety on, and he thought he loaded the gun into his... Well, this is what they're assuming. He thought he loaded the gun.
That's my question.
Yeah.
How did they deduce all this? Like, maybe just somebody was pissed at him and shot him.
Maybe the dog psychiatrist? I don't know.
Dying on a hunting accident. Another way I'll never die.
Here it is. They actually...
See, I reduce my insurance should be really low.
It should, actually.
Because there's so many ways that I'd never die.
They interrogated the dog
right
about the hunting trip, and they said, how did it go? And he said, rough.
Hey, Joe, can you tell Dad to stop cracking jokes? Jazz hands.
Rough.
Jazz hands. Jazz hands.
Poor guy. I mean, look, it is a sad, sad story. I don't know why these guys are laughing. How are you going to get shot by your dog? I don't even have opposable thumbs.
I'm not buying this story.
You're not? Well.
I'd be looking at this a little further.
Özgür are no longer with us. Dog shot.
No, we'll see how many cell phones were in that area by the time he got shot.
I told you to give me some Scooby snacks.
Oh.
Bastard. Oh, my shovel goes to all the naysayers on social media. Some of you swear, and I look you up, you swear by PFF. Yet, I don't know whether it dropped passes or bad passes. Well, Pro Football Focus says Ravens pass catchers have 20 drops this year. Second most in the league. In terms of attempts, Ravens pass catchers have 9.1% of Lamar's throws, good for third in the league. It's bad, not good. The five drops in Week 12 were tied for the most in the league. Also, Lamar Jackson had the third highest PFF grade among quarterbacks in Week 12. What do you have to say to those things? I know. You don't believe in Pro Football Focus, right? Even though you did 2 weeks ago. You don't now. Pro Football Focus. Well, Rob, you can't look at those things. I know what the eyes see. I know what the eyes see, too. And I saw five drops, three for touchdowns. He has 17 touchdowns and seven interceptions. That means after Sunday, he should have had 20 touchdowns and seven interceptions because three touchdowns were dropped. But you don't see that. You make up your own facts. What did you just say? What just said here?
It was an older woman looking out the window.
God, finish, read it.
Says, the old lady across the street taking an image of me mowing the lawn in my cutoff sweatpants.
So that's not all it says.
Don't say the other part.
So she can, no.
I don't think we can get away with that one.
Can you say,
what is this right here?
Flick a, what? So, that's a mouse.
What do you do to it? You click it?
Click the mouse.
All right.
You can say click the mouse, but you can't say...
I don't know what you're talking about. I was just asking.
Like a bean?
I was asking.
What? You can't say that? Nobody told me. I asked Ed a long time ago if he could say it. Ed, you know what? Screw you, man. He does this to me all the time. God, I can't. Is World of Stupid coming up or what? I've got three.
No, but Jerry Palm is to talk some college football up next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
8:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, and from CBSSports.com, joining us courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline, he is Jerry Palm. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Morning. How are you?
Doing well. We're doing well. Now, I am a South Carolina season ticket holder. Been one since 94.
Really?
Yeah, been one since 94. So that was a big win on Saturday. But I'm looking at Ann Arbor. My, the narrative has changed. 3 years ago, Jim Harbaugh is going to be out. He can't beat Ohio State. The past 2 years, he's owned Ohio State. With another big win on Saturday, the narrative has changed big time.
Oh, no question. Yeah, it's, you know, beating them last year at home is one thing. Beating them at Ohio State's another. And just the dominance, especially in the second half of that game, he out-coached Ryan Day big time. Mm-hmm. You could tell, even in the first half, but Michigan was playing to win, and Ohio State was playing not to lose. And that never works. If you play not to lose, you're probably going to lose. And that's what they were doing. You know, they had that chance to go for it on fourth down just across midfield, and they sent out the punt team. And it's just like, at that point, it's like, you know what? They're afraid to lose. and Michigan played with no fear, and it paid off for them.
And on that, while we're talking about this, because this was the most important game of the weekend, they don't beat them. They beat them in Ohio State's house. They humiliated them, planted a flag on the field, just totally smacked them around. Why are people still talking about Ohio State being in the college football playoffs if this is the case?
Because there's nobody else. I mean, they need somebody to lose, right?
Yeah.
Ohio State is probably going to be fifth. And based on the entire season, mm-hmm. they should be fifth. But that's as much of, you know, what other teams have done as opposed to, you know, this particular weekend. I mean, you can't overreact to one game. It was important because it means they don't get to play for the conference championship. They're not in the college football playoff, and they need help to get there that they're probably not going to get. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. Rankings are all relative, you know, compared to what other teams have done. So Ohio State probably doesn't fall any farther than five because nobody else should be ahead of them. Yeah. And that puts them in a position to move up if USC gets beat. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, it's football, so stuff happens. And, you know, Ohio State has been a very good team all season long. They were not on Saturday.
I just still find that you win late, it hurts you worse than winning early, which is silly. But I want to get your thoughts on TCU because, so if they lose their conference championship, do you see them being out, and should they?
No. No, I don't think they will be, and no, I don't think they should. I think 12-1 TCU, with the kind of season they've had and the schedule that they played, because the Big 12 was a pretty good league this year, especially in the sense that there's no bottom. I mean, Iowa State has the worst record. Iowa State was one of the best defensive teams in the country until TCU shredded them. They were number one in relative total defense, number two in relative scoring defense. Iowa State was. The problem was they had no offense. So, you know, TCU scored 62. Previously, the most Iowa State had given up was 31, and they were only giving up 19 points a game. So, you know, but that's the worst team in the Big 12, was really good on one side of the ball. So there's no Northwestern. There's no Colorado. There's nobody like that in the Big 12. And so that's why, you know, TCU's strength of schedule and what they've been able to do to get undefeated while everybody else was beating each other up, they're the one that emerged as the class of that group and should be in the college football playoff even at 12-1.
Hey, but Jerry Palm joining us talking some college football. Jerry, 2 years ago they were in the college football playoffs. This year, right now, they're 8-4. Does Marcus Freeman have anything to worry about at Notre Dame? Because 8-4 is not acceptable there. Is it the cupboard? Or is it the coaching?
Well, I think they just got off to a rough start. And that's not necessarily unheard of when you've got a new coach and a new staff. But after that loss to Stanford, they really played well at the end of the year, even in that loss to to USC. They weren't terrible in that game, but USC has been doing that to a lot of people. So I think the fact that they finished well and got better as the season went along is encouraging for Notre Dame, and I certainly don't think he should be in any kind of trouble. Now let's see what they do next year. Next year, they can't afford to lose to the Marshalls and the Stanfords. You know, you get a, you know, a mulligan for that this year, but you won't get that mulligan next year.
And well, Rob has the Gamecocks. I have the Seminoles. Do you see Florida State's program coming back to where they were about 10 years ago?
We'll see. They had a great year this year. Yeah. You know, they finished 9-3 this year. They're going to be the second highest rated team in the ACC because they're going to be definitely ahead of North Carolina, who went in the tank. I thought they had a really good season, good finish. There's still room to grow to get to the point where you're threatening Clemson, but they look like right now the second best program in the ACC. So that's a step in the right direction. We'll see how what the future holds. But so far, so good.
We were just talking about this in a commercial break. The Heisman winner, is this one of the toughest years to pick somebody in your mind?
Yeah, although I think Caleb Williams, the way he's finishing this season, I like him to edge it out. I've been on C.J. Stroud all along.
Yeah.
I don't think the loss to Ohio State is gonna carry him. I'm sorry, the loss to Michigan is going to hurt him. He's going to probably falter. And if USC wins the Pac-12, I think it's going to be Caleb Williams.
Yeah, he's a good, strong candidate.
I think Hendon Hooker had a legitimate shot, too. But now that he's hurt, that's obviously not going to happen for him. But I hope he's a finalist. I would make me happy to see Hendon Hooker as a finalist.
Jerry, before we let you go, Maryland 4-5 in the Big Ten, 7-5 overall. Is the arrow pointing up for this program, in your opinion?
I think it's still kind of flat.
Okay.
I don't know if it's. I don't think it's down. You know. I mean, this. I think this year was a little better than last, so I guess that's up. But you know, I look at Maryland and I see 7-5 and think, gosh, it really should be like 9-3. You know, that's. They're probably not beating Penn State, Ohio State, or Michigan. Although they gave Michigan a pretty good game, but you know, they should have beaten these other teams. That I think they were the fourth most talented team in the league, and they didn't live up to that.
There you go. Jerry, what are you working on CBSSports.com? I know basketball season in full swing, too.
Yeah, how about them Boilermakers, huh?
They look good. They look really good.
Wow. Freshman guards and everything. I'm doing basketball stuff. Obviously, this week's focus is the college football playoff and bowl projections. And then after next week, the focus turns to basketball.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Look forward to talking to you some more.
All right, thanks.
That's Jerry Palm, one of the best, CBSSports.com. You know, he mentioned college basketball. What about two bad losses for North Carolina? They went from 1, I think, to 18th.
No, they'll be back up there. That Alabama game was ridiculous. 4 overtimes and how that, when you talk about UNC, yeah. And I mean, Bama's really good, too. But I think this is going to be, and I feel like we say this every year, one of the more fun March Madness seasons that we could possibly have when you get into the tournament time, just because, like, I think I'm starting to feel like it goes from there's about 6 teams that can win the national championship, there's 10, there's 15. I think we're getting further along in the line. You get the right draw that we might see an interesting team make a run.
Zach Edey, that kid is legit.
Yeah, I mean,
he used to look like a guy who couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. Now this dude he's a problem.
A lot of talent out there, man.
He is a problem. Purdue, I agree with Jerry. Purdue looked good over the weekend.
You said it the other day when we came in. Said I like the way Purdue's looking. Yeah. They're going to be a problem.
They mean, like he said, the guards are distributing guards who can score when needed. That's a problem. So I'll be interested to see where they fall in the Big Ten this year. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Did Sunday reveal some cracks in the Ravens' armor? We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, Jeremy, it's your world, homie.
Yeah, speaking of problems, we're going to talk about a woman with a 55-inch butt. That's right. If you like big butts and you cannot lie, Steph O'Shea is for you. But she's claiming how much money she makes a month. I want to see what you guys think about her, first off. We're also going to talk about the proper way to wipe, according to experts. And we get to play everyone's favorite game, What's in My Butt. That's coming up.
I've never, ever said that.
That sounds just like you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, when you like somebody, you like them forever.
Yes.
When I don't like you, I never like you.
That's right. I'm actually taking back my Canelo shove. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean it.
Well, let me get to this because this is fun. I want to show you the picture first, a couple of pictures. My 55-inch butt. People say I'm going to have a heart attack. I think she's a pretty girl. I think she has a pretty face. That is a big old turd cutter, as we like to call it. Oof. Dumper. No, Ed, no?
I mean, it's just...
Is she attractive?
Just to a lot of people, she's attractive. Not to me particularly.
All right, let me show Rob then. Let me get...
It's just, you know, she's obese. She's got cellulite all over her legs. And
hey,
her
easy, easy.
See... I'm not that guy.
That's a 55-inch dumper, guys.
No. Yeah.
I think she's attractive.
I want an onion that you can bounce a quarter off.
That's not an onion.
That's a pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
It's two pumpkins in a bag.
Yeah. I think she has a really pretty face. Like if you saw her from the shoulders up, you would not imagine it's that body. By the way, all this is posted on Twitter. You can check out all these stories. But she says she makes $45,000 a month. On OnlyFans.
How are these people making all this money?
It's a after thing. Quitting her job as a makeup artist.
It's a thing, first of all, Ed. But I can imagine she has a hell of a market. You know that.
Yeah,
she does.
Most of the guys that are in my cigar club.
I know.
Would love that.
Mm-hmm. So the guys in your cigar club.
I know
club,
a lot of guys. Yeah.
Are they all, some of them white or are they all black?
The ones that communicate mostly are black.
About this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we know. I mean, come on
now.
I'm just asking about stereotypes. Are some of them real or some of them...
You know where stereotypes come from?
Where?
Facts. Conversations.
That's where they come from.
Come from conversations.
Well, let me give you a little bit more on this lady. 220 pounds, 36 triple D breast, a 55-inch bottom, a 35-inch waist... and she said she joined the site in 2020, reportedly reeled into $2,000 to $3,000 a month. Mm. Now it's up to $45,000.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good I'll for tell you like I tell those guys from the cigar club. I'm not trying to wrestle.
I am. I'll wrestle.
I don't want to wrestle.
Come here, girl. Tackle your... Anyway, let's move on from this story because these other two are gems. We've often talked about this. A poop expert known as the butt doctor explains why we shouldn't use toilet paper. It was the most coveted commodity in Australia over the course of the pandemic, but an expert known as the butt doctor has revealed why he's not a fan of toilet paper. He said wiping too vigorously after doing a poo can lead to a lot of issues. He talked about all things number twos in an interview on a podcast. Most of the problems I see with the skin around the anus are due to excess attempts at hygiene, and it's very rarely due to insensitive hygiene. It's a very sensitive area. The more you wipe, or if you wipe too hard, it can be dangerous. I don't understand why we use toilet paper to wipe. If you imagine soiling your face or somewhere else, you wouldn't smear it with toilet paper. We do aim for the ghost poo, which I've talked about. Everybody knows the ghost poo. When you wipe, you're like, how come there's nothing on this toilet paper?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back and wipe again. And you're like, I just wasted more toilet paper. There's nothing there. They aim for that. But he also said we should go and get it done and get off the toilet. We're really about 2 to 3 minutes without straining. Without being in a hurry to do it. I don't know. Like,
does he have an alternative for us?
No, I mean,
are you supposed to use your hands?
He talks about wet wipes, that people will use those.
You know, when you have conversations like this or do studies or posts like this, you got too much time on your hand, honestly.
At least you don't have any poop
in your
hand.
You got way too much time on your hand where you're like, you know, telling me what I should wipe my ass
with. About it. Think about how long it took this guy to come up with this study.
Exactly.
But a lot
somebody probably paid a grant money for this.
Government money.
I know my schedule might be busier than most.
Mm-hmm.
There's some times where I'm trying to make time. Like, don't get me wrong. You get pushed and you're running somewhere, but it's like, I'll go and I'm like, I'm out on a run. It's like, I got to find a toilet somewhere. I got to. This guy, if you wipe too much, that can happen, Rob. More wet wipes. All right.
They're in the locker.
I knew he was up to something because he had that little crap-eating grin on his face over there. I knew he was up to something.
We are going to play Rob's favorite game.
It's not my favorite game.
Play it. See, it is his favorite. The home version is out for Christmas time, so you can buy this, the What's in My Butt. It's a family game, ages 6 and up, please. We're not trying to do anything wrong.
6 and up?
6 and up, yeah. Venezuela man, 79, turns up in an emergency department with something stuck in his rear, and he tells the...
something stuck in his rear.
He tells the doctors that thieves put it up there.
Thieves?
Thieves.
So instead of stealing something, they deposit something?
Yeah.
I don't know if they call thieves.
It wasn't me. It was thieves. Any guesses to what he shoved in his rectum?
thieves put it there.
Yes.
Wristwatch.
And it's about 8 inches, they said. Take this back from the thieves.
Flashlight.
It's not a flashlight. It's a good guess. Ed, what would you put in your butt? Or what would thieves put in your butt? And make sure you state it out. What I would put in my butt is...
A spray can of some sort.
Well, you shouldn't ask Ed that, because he was in jail with thieves.
They were all innocent.
Nah, they admitted it.
Well, this guy stuck a beer bottle up his butt.
Beer bottle.
Yep. 79-year-old Venezuelan man, who's not been named, said that three men broke into his home in central Venezuela and became angry when they could not find any valuables.
So they stuck a beer bottle in his ass.
Are we going to drink it first? Yes. It's not clear if a police investigation will be launched. Why? He's got a beer bottle in his ass. Look at the x-rays. Just trip me out, man. It's just, oh, boy. So great.
What if it's true?
Is that it's a cerveza. Yeah. What, if it's true that...
Yeah.
A thief stuck a beer bottle in his butt?
Like, they want to sodomize the poor old coot because he had no money.
Give me your cash or a beer bottle in your rectum. I don't think that's how robberies go down. Have you ever investigated something like this, Ed?
Well, it just made me think of something. I can't pull up an apartment and a guy had been shot with a small caliber gun, and he swore that someone crawled up on his and stuck their arm through his window and shot him. And me and my partner going, Sure enough, it was a 25 caliber bandit was shooting people randomly.
Really?
Yes. And I felt really stupid for him. Sorry, Mr. King. It was like, yeah, that really happened. So I don't know.
So here's one for you. It comes after, this story is pretty interesting. The Central Hospital of Maracay, about 6 miles from the initial clinic. According to reports, they had emergency surgery with another patient who claimed something become stuck in his rectum. It turns out that it was actually, as you were talking about, Ed, a bullet.
A bullet.
A medic called for a specialist support after the man presented in the accident and emergency unit of, it doesn't matter where it's from, couldn't remove a 57-millimeter shell. So they had to have surgery.
57-millimeter.
It was an 80-year-old explosive device that became lodged in his rectum. Damn near killed him. Anyway, that's what's in my butt. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Cod. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissioners Baltimore at 9:15. But on the other side, we're talking Ravens. This Sunday reveals some cracks in their armor. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.